Hello, welcome to the subject of Human Resource Information System. We are on Chapter 8, where we are going to look at contemporary and emerging trends in HR. What are the objectives? After discussing this chapter, you will be able to develop the clarity about the critical evolution happening in HRIS. You'll be able to describe the advent of new technologies and their effects. You'll be able to create awareness of how HRIS professionals cope with latest developments. You'll be able to understand the upcoming challenges to the HRIS. Technology is not the only key enabler in creating a superior employee experience, but it also proves to be a paradigm changer. It works like a game changer. It works as a designer changer. Choosing to be digital and accepting, embracing automation in most efficient manner will contribute to the better employee performance and help the organization in productivity. This kind of strategy should be achieved by looking at upcoming collaborations between humans and systems. As the global industry experience the rapid and volatile changes, there is a need to develop the right HRI solution to support the growing demands of specialized skills of the employee for the organization's future. And as the technology changes, with the new global developments, it becomes increasingly important and also difficult to create and maintain the robust HRI system on a continuous basis. So let's look at developments in workforce management technology. How an organization should be on toes and up to the mark in managing their workforce. WFM, workforce management, is a process of strategically optimizing, very thoughtfully with reasoning, optimizing the productivity of the employees so that the resources of the organization are in the right place at the right time. So there is a right fitment of right skill set at the right time, and the utilization should be benefiting to the organization. Workforce management includes forecasting about the kind of people and skill set required by the organization, creating the apt staff, creating people utilizing schedules, and achieve a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis work achievement that has to happen. The concept of workforce management is similar to workforce optimization and workforce planning. So for an X organization from a Y industry, the Z type of skill set of people is required. So you hire them, you plan for such workforce to bring on the board, you hire them and you utilize them. By keeping in mind what are the organization's strategy for upcoming years, what are the goals and objectives, what is the business strategy, what are the financial goals, keeping all these things in mind, the workforce management can help. Workforce management is a set of tools primarily to bring in the efficiency which is required and the productivity. So efficiency, productivity, optimum performance, right skill set in the place, keeping the workforce competent. All this is possible with the help of this tool called workforce management. It covers a wide range of HR sectors. It is said that happy workforce is contagious in a good way. When the people who work for the organization are deriving satisfaction, liking to be there as a workplace, it spreads, it widespreads to people who work for the organization. The best part of the transition to a happy workforce is that the customers will notice the difference as well. When the market, the customers find out that the people who work for that organization are happy, like to stay, and do not prefer to move on, the customer also takes the note of it. The market also rates the brand of the company at a higher level. This technology helps to simplify everyday HR tasks. The software is flexible and it accommodates organizations' requirements, something like complex payroll, tax codes, detailed, complex analytics, and helps to create deeper understanding about the workforce. In this image, we can see how the planning cycle of the workforce happens. So how is the workforce management works? First of all, while reviewing and creating the organization's business and financial strategy, the forecast and the plan is the first step. So how many people do we need to hire to work for the objective of achieving the plan goals? From there, the hiring part, how many, whom, and when to bring talent on board or to bring the skill set on board needs to be answered as a part of planning process. So when do we need them to handle the activities, the roles and responsibilities is a question that is handled as a second part or second step of this whole process. So usually in the board meeting, the senior management with HR department and with the functional heads, the business heads, it has been decided, discussed how many people, what type of role, with what type of skill set, and when they should come on board. Is it in first quarter, second quarter, third quarter? Which month? Where are the gaps? Which positions are vacant? Which are as a need of upcoming strategy? The new roles are created. Everything is discussed at the stage two. How do we ensure goals are met when things change? So the third part is managing the change. When you bring in the X number of headcounts with Y skill set, what kind of change that we are expecting? What kind of movement from current situation to the expected situation? So the entire change scenario is discussed on the basis of a hypothesis that if we add these many numbers of marketing people, these many numbers of sales people, these many numbers of production engineers in these geographies, what will it lead to? These proposals are created, discussed, deliberated. An estimation of the result is thought through. The fourth stage is analyzing performance. How do we do and what do we do that we need to improve? So, the situation which is forecasted to bring in certain changes from current situation for the upcoming business objectives, it is discussed that how the performance has started changing. And this input gives a platform for again forecasting and planning. If the planning and the execution went as per the execution. Workforce management technology is all about planning, creating, managing, analyzing, and maintaining employee schedules in a robust manner. So it starts with defining organization's business variables. As shared, system takes the information and generates forecasts, providing best possible schedule while balancing such weighted variables as how many people require, skill set, payroll requirement. Because even the wage bill gets affected, it changes in its figures. What can be the employee availability if the existing workforce has to get adjusted or can be deployed in different roles or the new hires to come in? and what are the workplace rules. This all data is taken into consideration as the system generates forecasting. Today's workforce management solutions are said to be mobile ready, helps manager and employees to access solution from a smartphone from or a tablet. The solution generated a tremendous amount of employee satisfaction and morale. One of the most critical is improved ease of use as well as improved accuracy. So usage is important. On time, there is an aid at hand is important. At the same time, the accuracy of the data is very important. So let's look at what are the 7 steps of workforce planning. There are a total of 7 steps of workforce planning. Let's look at first 3: strategy analysis, talent segmentation, and risk analysis. In strategy analysis, what is necessary is partnering with the business units and define the organizational goals and objectives. So there is a discussion between HR and the businesses to understand what is the strategy this year, the business strategy that the management is going to undertake. Then there is a phase called talent segmentation. So there is creation of the talent map, how to identify the required skill set and plotting the critical roles which are necessary for the core business to achieve the planning of that year for the business success, and which is a rare talent, which is a difficult niche skill set which is in the market that the HR has to look at in bringing them on board. The third part is risk analysis. Now, having the talent segmentation discussion closed, in terms of risk analysis, there is a need to deconstruct the work for each critical role to determine the individual task and skills needed. So per role or per job, what is the kind of roles and responsibilities that every role which is coming on board for the business success? So there is an analysis part which comes in place. Then there is evaluation of the where the automation and or artificial intelligence can substitute or enhance the humans to complete the task more effectively. So there is an analysis about these required roles. Can AI take care of it? Can there be a substitute? Or can the internal people be made ready to take up these upcoming tasks? And then there is a prioritization for the opportunities and quantifying the risk for critical and high returns on investment, high ROI roles. So there is a deliberation about the kind of talent or the skill set to be brought in. Can it be taken care of through the system? And what are the risks in that? Or there has to be a human interface that the people come in and perform. Now let's look at stage 4, 5, 6 and 7. The fourth step is supply and demand analysis. Now we are looking at this 4th and 5th stage as a traditional versus non-traditional talent pools. So there has to be a capability review to be done to determine, to decide about the current supply and the future demand for that particular skill set. Next is environmental scanning. So there comes a stage where a scanning has to be done about the availability and the scenario planning to be understood for the current and potential market changes. This helps in the next step of gap analysis. For each skill set or a talent segment or a modified role, a role with the changed dimensions, to determine where the gaps exist in both human talent and the artificial intelligence technologies. So good amount of gap analysis is deliberated, and what is the advisable situation is discussed. The next step is talent management strategy. This includes basis to the deliberation, the discussions about the skill set requirement, vis-a-vis if the system can support it, vis-a-vis what is the market availability and upcoming future trends. It gives a gap analysis, and basis to this analysis, there is an action or investment plan discussed that potentially will leverage the talent which is currently available or the need to build on the current talent. So this helps to look at the current level of talent management approach and to build the next level talent management strategy. Let's look at some of the organizational tasks that are streamlined or taken care of through workforce management. First is the response rate tasks. There are various types of tasks which an organization is supporting seamlessly. So first is response rate task. Okay. They are carried out by business activity. They can be indicating the volumes, the volumes which are time bound. So they should not be delivered or undertaken post a specified date because they are volume based and they are measured. For example, the cleanup or the reshelving of the goods for the production line is a sample of a response rate task. Your entire performance of production depends on how the replenishment or cleaning up or making the raw material just in time. So they are volume bound because shift, production timelines, production volumes are decided. Another type of task is float task, generally driven by the business activity to a volume indicator that has to be performed with time and response. Something like at the end of the shift, how many vehicles are created? What is the volume of production which has happened? Also, how many customers attended? How many sales calls made? Just example of float task. Third type of task is queued task. They are similar to the response rate types of task. They are something like a certain percentage, which indicates certain percentage, how much is the completion, whether they are adhered by the service levels, the agreed SLLs, the service levels agreement, and the way in specific time the volume is handled. The fourth example type is filler task. They generally define the work that doesn't depend on when the business activity occurs. They have to be performed during off times or peak times. Any administrative work is a sample of fixed filler task. The next type is mandatory task. As a fixed amount of time applied to schedule coverage requirement and does not depend on the business activity. For example, security is an example of mandatory task. It has to be available as the business activity starts and ends, and even during throughout. Now let's look at increasing application of open source software. Let's look at what is open source software, which is called as OSS. It's a software that is distributed with a source code. It is made available for not only use, but also for modification and distribution, along with the original rights that are provided with this frame. OSS typically includes license that allows the programmers to modify the given software to best fit their needs and control how the software can be distributed. Open source software, OSS, is different than cloud. It has some advantages and also disadvantages, but it benefits to the organization to fit their needs and capabilities. So it is flexible in terms of the organization's requirement to fit in. Some functionalities such as reports may not come as standard ones with open source HR software, but it will be available at an additional cost. So when an organization has a requirement for some additional analysis and the retrieved data bringing certain results to the table, it may cost the organization for this additional requirement. As the open source software's requirement went up in the market, it became simple and effective to automate the time-consuming HRM activities with HRIS software application. And the more time working with organizational goals became possible. HRIS professionals have the functionality to customize applications according to their specific HR workflow needs. Remember, customization always costs the organization more than the standard format of the software because it gets into a tailor-made mode. With closed source software, the user as an organization or HR as a user may be forced to suddenly switch to a new HR software option and can quickly scramble to put everything in place. Some vendors make it easier to understand and comply with the licensing terms. It is expected to become a part of this community and share equally, which may be encouraging or deterring depending on the nature of the organization. An open source HRMS may be right for an organization if there is a standard system that is not meeting the specific process, or the technology needs and the practitioners require more cosmetic customization, then the open source HRMS becomes advisable. The organization, if has an in-house team where there is availability of software developers, the software development skills and competence and experience is available within. If the organization has a limited budget, if the nature of the organization as per the industry is such that the freedom to change and control the software fits the business or the personal principles. So while selecting the open source HRMS, some best practices have to be kept in mind. Let's look at some of the critical pointers here. The extra features or user support packages always will cost extra. Open source HRMS has fewer features and functionality than proprietary system. The ongoing maintenance and upgrades for open source come from generally from a community of developers rather than vendors' in-house team. So the expertise may not be available with the vendor if, as a customer organization, has a unique or a niche requirement to be fitted into that software. Top open sources HRMS system. Okay, some of the names that you should know: iHRS, OpenHRMS, Centrifugo, OrangeHRM, IceHRM, and Odoo.